Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. It is January the 15th, so if you haven't got your insurance stuff in, your Obamacare, you better get it in today before 12 o'clock tonight. Because after that, I don't know what's going to happen if you go to the hospital. And I don't want you to go. I want to send my kisses out. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love kissing my computer. I just love my computer so much. And my computer always says, stop slobbing on me. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona, and 9 p.m. in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And that's a lot of stuff, ain't it? I almost forgot what I was supposed to say. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you'd like to support the show and make your support known, please go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to reach me while I'm on the show or just listen in, you can dial 347-633-9376. You can dial that from all across the United States. You can dial it outside of the United States. You can just dial it from wherever the heck you are. And if you want to email me with any questions, you can email me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. We have now reached 172,684 people. That's a heck of a lot of listeners, but in the media industry, I'm still a little bug. But we are celebrating 5 years of me being on the air, June 22nd. So we're going to give a big party for that. Are you ready, guys? Yay! Woo-ah, woo-ah, woo-ah. I want to send a birthday shout out to my therapist, Dr. K. Her birthday is tomorrow. And she's going to be a lovely 24 years old. I'm just kidding, but she won't be no more than 30. And to Douglas McClure, a cousin of mine, he's going to have a great concert tomorrow. So for his special birthday, he's in Connecticut, and we're just going to send some shouts out to him. I think that's going to be great. I've got a lot to tell you tonight. We've got a great show, and I do mean a great show. We're going to be featuring Wendy Moulton. And we're going to be talking about a young lady who was in the jazz industry, played a lot of music. Actually, she died before her fame came. But after she died, her music sold all over the charts. But I want to talk about her because she did a lot of great things, and she was a superb musician. So our subject for tonight, creating a lasting memory for your life, which is what she did. Will you create a lasting memory in your life, like a painting or such piece of art or something that makes people say they were glad you were born in their time on earth? Will you leave a lasting memory by becoming someone's lasting love in their heart forever? Or create some business or enterprise that brings joy and substance to others and their families? Will you become their inspirational leader by chance because of your beliefs? And will you make others say the world is a better place because you were in it? And last but not least, will your name be carried down through the ages? Your words from some speech, or just your writings in your personal diary, or once found, others find something amazing about your life to encourage them to believe in self. I'm telling you, we've got a great show tonight. We're also going to be talking a little bit about a film that I want you to make sure you try to get on Amazon or go to IMDb. It's called The Long Run, and it's featuring an actress named Natadi Moshe, M-O-S-H-E-S-H, and that's her real name. But in the movie The Long Run, her character is Christine Moa, M-O-Y-O, and she is running the longest marathon in the world, the Comrade. It's a 90K race in South Africa. Now, we're going to talk about that, and also, like I say, we're going to talk about Eva Cassidy and her true story for you jazz lovers, and we're going to play a track by her called Autumn Leaves. I just can't wait to get started. I mean, I am just blown away about the amount of great information we have on the show. And I can't thank my producer enough, JB Spirit. Mwah, 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 mwah. I'm just kissing my fingers all over the place. And actually, I was just eating a chocolate bar. Now I'm just licking my fingers from the chocolate. I love those M&M commercials. Let me stop. I've been drinking my red tea. I promise not to act up. I'm going to play this track to start our show off by Mary J. Blige. And it is called Stay Down. And I like that because she said whenever you get mad at her or y'all not going all the way you were supposed to go and doing all the things you're supposed to do, you got to stay down. So I'm going to start saying that for now. Man, when somebody get on my nerves, I'm going to say, you know what, I'm okay because I'm going to stay down. Like, what's up? But let me play Mary J. Blige for our first track. It is now 7:07, and I think you're going to like Mary J., and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have some more great music and some more conversation, and I want you to think about creating a lasting memory for your life. I know you could do it. I just believe in you. Did you know? I'm the man at the. I like that head. Did you know? Stay down. I like that. I'm telling you. Man, when I was in the studio playing that, I said, I like that. And I saw the video. The video Mary had on her white, and she was just moving. You know how Mary do. Stay down. Man, I like that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 15th. Time to get your medical stuff in order. And I am having a ball on my show. I enjoy my audience. I love them so much. They are just so great, great, great. And I just like being with them. Tonight, we're playing a special show. We're going to feature Wendy Moulton from Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm telling you, to me, Wendy is the replacement of Whitney Houston. This girl can really sing. And in honor to Whitney Houston, this girl can blow. So you're going to hear a lot of tracks tonight by her. We've got a lot of great things. At 7:30, we're going to play the Eva Cassidy story. And we're going to get more into that young lady because she was dynamic. So I want you to stay tuned and listen to the Don S. McClure Show. I am the one and only. And I want you to get a pad and pencil and write down what you think you're doing to create a lasting memory for life. And it doesn't have to be anything super duper booper booper. It could be raising some great children. It could be honoring somebody that you don't know that you want to give an award show for. But it's going to last throughout the ages. Just think, Carter G. Woodson created the first week to celebrate Black History Week. And it's lasted. Jimmy Carter proclaimed it Black History Month. Bill Clinton has called it African American History Month. I created a day called Black History Awards Day. Carter G. Woodson never knew when he created that, that it would last throughout the ages. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Like I said, like a painting, like anything, even like the movie, The Long Run. This beautiful actress from South Africa. Or actually, she's from a country called Namibia, and she's playing a South African runner. It's just amazing. And the movie was done in 2001, and it was one of the greatest movies for her career. So a lot of times you do things, and you don't know how long it's going to last. But it may just last throughout the ages. Your children, just think, the president, his mother never thought that he would become president of the United States, not when she had him. Michelle never dreamed that she would be marrying a man who would become president. And he's going to last whatever he did for his last 8 years and his life. It's going to be around forever. So I want you to think about that. I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and I'm going to play our reckless driving or saving a life PSA that I created in honor of two dynamic young ladies that just passed. But again, we got to think about that when you get to those stop signs. Don't speed. Slow down. Put me in your head. Say, Don is in my head saying, stop speeding, stop speeding, stop speeding. Let me play this quick PSA. When I come back, we've got more great music for you. And I am pumped up tonight because we're talking about creating a lasting memory for your life.
An accident. An accident. Every driver's worst nightmare. But what if you could take it back? Going 65 miles per hour, it takes 365 feet to bring your car to a complete stop. Driving just 5 miles per hour slower, you gain an additional 100 feet of stopping space. So what would you rather save? 30 seconds or a life?
So I want you to remember to drive safely. That's very important. Now, you know, I'm always talking about the little ice cream girls when I was a little boy working on the ice cream truck. Well, anyway, this is a true story now. I'm not telling a story. Anyway, years had gone by, and just last year, I was at a club partying, and one of the ice cream girls came in. Of course, she had her cousins and stuff with her. And I heard the song by Tevin Campbell, say, "Can we talk?" And I said, "I'm going to talk to this girl about how she mistreated me and stole all my ice cream." Anyway, let me play this track by Tevin Campbell called "Can We Talk?" And I want you to imagine me at the club looking at this girl saying, "We need to talk because you took all my ice cream and hurt my feelings and just ruined myself." Oh, man, Don, that was corny. But let me play this track.
You standing and I want to know your name because you stole my ice cream. I said, let's talk, and we can't go out.
Because you beat me up and made me feel like a louse.
But I said,
oh, let me quit telling that story. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I had to run upstairs. I had to run back down. Man, I'm always doing something. Did you know when I was a little boy, my mother said, Don, why are you always staying in trouble? I said, I don't know, Ma. I don't know. If you want to listen to the show on your phone, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. Or you can go on the internet and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And you'll be listening to the greatest show, the number one lifestyle show on the World Wide Web. And I promise you, you'll enjoy it. Tonight, we're talking about creating a lasting memory. And I was telling you about the film, and I also told you the words, and it said, and you will make others say, the world is a better place because you were in it. And last but not least, your name will be carried down through the ages. Your words from some speech or just your writings and your personal diary, and once found, others find something amazing about your life to encourage them to believe in self. You know, we talk about Maya Angelou. We talk about a lot of great people, and it's always amazing that we take bits and pieces from their life, from things they created, and some of them, when they were doing these things, they didn't intend for these things to last as a lasting memory like the Diary of Anne Frank, but what they did do, they put a lot of emphasis on their life and what they were feeling, what they were thinking. And it was so phenomenal at the time that they wrote it in their mind that they just tucked it away. Like I was telling a friend of mine about a note in a bottle, where you send the note out in the bottle in the ocean, and then eventually it comes back to the sand. And somebody finds it and says, man, this is amazing. So I want you to think about that. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the featured film, The Long Run, but we're going to get a little bit into Miss Cassidy. Now, her last name is Cassidy. I want you to look her up. Her first name is Eva, and her name is Eva Marie Cassidy. She was born February 2nd, 1963. She died November 2nd, 1996. She was an American vocalist and guitarist known for her interpretations of jazz, blues, folk, gospel, country, rock, pop, and class, which is classical. They call it classics. In 1992, she released her first album, The Other Side, a set of duets with go-go musician Chuck Brown, followed by the 1996 live solo album titled Live at Blues Alley. Although she had been honored by the Washington Area Music Association, she was virtually unknown outside of her native Washington, D.C. When she died of melanoma in 1996, 2 years later, Cassidy's music was brought to the attention of British audiences when her version of Fields of Gold and Over the Rainbow were played by Mike Harding and Terry Wogan on BBC Radio 2. Following the overwhelming response, a camcorder recording of Over the Rainbow, taken at Blues Alley when she performed in Washington by her friend, Brian McCulley, was there and she filmed it. It was shown on BBC Two, Top of the Pops, and shortly afterwards, she did an album called Songbird, climbed to the top of the UK album charts, and she was gone. I mean, she was a beautiful person, but her friend thought enough of her to get her stuff played. Almost 3 years later, after its initial release, the chart success in the United Kingdom and Ireland led to increased recognition worldwide. In the UK, her records became number one and had sold more than 10 million copies. Her music has also charted positions in Australia, Germany, Sweden, Norway, and Switzerland. So again, I want you to think about the stuff that you're doing and just continue to write, continue to play. You may not get everything that you think you're supposed to get right now, but guess what? One day, it may come where people are just study playing things like The Wizard of Oz and Over the Rainbow. But we're going to listen to a recording concerning the life of Miss Cassidy, and I want you to pay close attention to it because it's called The Eva Cassidy Story. So for the next 5 minutes, we're going to listen to the Eva Cassidy story, and I know you're going to enjoy it like I did. And I want you to think about creating a lasting memory for your life, because that's important.
Think of Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow. The Recording Industry Association named it the number one song of the 20th century. Since Judy Garland first sang it in The Wizard of Oz, the Oscar-winning classic has been identified with her and her alone. Until now. For the last year or so, radio stations in England have played another version of the song. This spring, the album hit number one on the British pop charts. The artist is an American singer who died in obscurity nearly 5 years ago. She performed at small clubs and sold tapes of her music from the trunk of her car. Her name is Eva Cassidy. She was painfully shy, not at all glamorous, and much to the frustration of record company executives, impossible to pigeonhole. Pop tunes, blues, jazz, gospel, she sang whatever moved her. In an era of brightly packaged stars, think Britney Spears, Eva Cassidy was the polar opposite. Indeed, she never knew fame. That is coming only now, years after she died in the prime of her life. And her version of Over the Rainbow, see if it doesn't give you goosebumps. For my colleague Dave Marish, Nightline's resident jazz and blues enthusiast, putting together the Eva Cassidy story has been a labor of love.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Eva Cassidy left the world in November 1996. Leaving behind a small group of fans in the Washington, D.C. area and two locally produced CDs.
They'll learn much more.
Beyond those narrow boundaries, though, when the singer died at the age of 33, her name was all but unknown, her music all but unheard.
Oh, what a wonderful world.
Eva and I met in seventh grade. We were seated next to each other, luckily. Ever since I can remember her, she loved jazz and blues.
Jazz, blues, folk, rock, and gospel were all major sources of Eva Cassidy's repertoire. But so were classic laments and ballads from American popular music. One song above all.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow just was one of our favorites. When I say our, I mean her groupies that always followed her wherever she went. She would nail those notes. she sang it so beautifully. There were always tears in the eyes of the audience.
The rainbow.
So it was to be, almost 2 years after her death. In a country an ocean away from her home, that Over the Rainbow moved Eva Cassidy from obscurity to the spotlight.
A friend of mine brought the record to me in the office.
Paul Walters is a producer for a popular morning show on the BBC's Radio 2.
I thought, oh, fine, okay, put it in the pile. I'll get to it later. And he said, no, I'd like to listen to it. And I had to listen to it. And I was absolutely stunned. Suddenly there was a song and a voice that stood out a million miles above all the rest. Stop me in my tracks. I thought, I've got to play this. We've got to have this in the program.
It's the wonderful Eva Cassidy. And Paul Paulie Walters gets a great deal of the credit for discovering her enormous talent.
Terry Wogan, Radio 2's morning star. He played Eva Cassidy's recording of Over the Rainbow unheard on Paul Walters' Say So.
But he said, okay, fine, we'll have that next. And we put it on. And he was absolutely amazed as well, stunned. And at the end of the record, to our audience of very nearly 7 million people every day, he said, isn't that just the most amazing thing you've ever heard?
And that's what we're talking about tonight, the Eva Cassidy story, and whatever it is you create that may leave a lasting memory for life. So again, just keep working hard at whatever it is you believe in, even if it's just being a parent. Try to be the best parent you could be, and that will be creating a lasting memory. I always talk about my mom and dad. They were great parents, my great-grandparents, my grandparents. So again, it's not always the actions of being an artist or a singer or a painter, a sculptor, or even a political figure. It's some of the things you do in life that will continue to leave a lasting memory. And you may have a niece or a nephew or a stepchild or somebody that will be totally guided in life by what you do. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We're talking about creating a lasting memory for your life. We're going to jump to a track by our featured artist. Her name is Wendy Moulton, and I know she's going to leave a lasting memory. She has worked with some of the greatest in the world, David Foster. She has worked with Kurt Whalum. And this girl undoubtedly has more talent in her vocal cords than most of the singers out there. So let's give a listen to Forever Yours by Wendy Moulton. And I know you're going to enjoy her. And again, write down something that you're doing. If it's just being you, going to work every day, will leave a lasting memory in somebody's life.
Sometimes when we're far apart, when
Oh, now don't that sound like one of those Sweetie Beatty songs and one of those beautiful animations? I'm yours forever. I like that. And I wild about Whitney Houston. Oh, man. She's also the featured artist that we're going to play on extended play at about 7:45. But in the meantime, in between time, we want you to look up the movie, The Long Run. I know you're going to find a lot of fascinating things about that. And again, The Long Run, our featured film for tonight, the film that we want you to look up, is The Comrade. Marathon is a 90K race in South Africa, and it's starring an aging running coach whose name in the movie is Barry, and he wants to find a winner. He's working with a company with four men from a factory, and he's teaching them how to be top-flight runners in this marathon. But he gets fired to make way for a smooth, young corporate type. He loses at the end. He just can't beat this young guy, but he knows he can. So when he gets fired, like some jobs in Africa, I guess, they have these running competitions, and if you can't get your team to win, then they boot you on out of there. But he sees Christina, and there's a picture of him and her talking on my film board on the website, and he sees Christina. She's a Namibian immigrant who runs to forget her troubles. Now, check this out. She runs every day, gets off the bus, and runs and runs and runs and runs and runs home to her job or whatever, just to forget about all the trouble she's having. She doesn't even realize she's a top runner. He offers to coach her, and they get together in The Longest Run. Now, man, that is something else. So after he loses his failed track coach job, he finds somebody that he believes in, and it just starts working out from then, and he teaches Christina how to breathe, how to run, what to do, and soon she's living in his house, following his diet and training regimen. But his single-mindedness kind of rubs her feathers the wrong way. So she wants to get a job and pay her own way. She doesn't want to live there for free. Plus, the man that she fell in love with is the guy that took Barry's job. Man, what kind of stuff is that? But he gets her back, and on the film it says, can a runner and a coach and a woman and a man and an African and a European sort out their complex relationships before the great day of the run? And I say yes, because she does win. And there's a picture of her. But I'm telling you, man, she looks so good running. She is celebrating a birthday this year. She's going to be 47 years old, the real star of the movie. So without further ado, I want you to look that film up, The Long Run, and I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. When I saw it, I just couldn't get enough of it. I just cheered for Christina. I just cried for her. I hated the guy that she was dating. I liked that she liked the old coach, and they got together at the end of the story and became girlfriend and boyfriend, lovers. Oh, that's so sweet. I got tears in my eyes. But let me play Wendy Moulton, our featured artist, with Kirk Whalen. All I Do Is Think About You. And I think that song would have fit appropriately with The Long Run, because that's all she thought about was Barry while she was running a 90K. I did a 5K, but a 90K? Woo!
To be all that matters to me.
Now, you know what? If I was running, I'd be out there, all I do is think about you, and I'd go toward the finish line and just be running, 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 and I might trip and fall because I'd be thinking too hard about you. Oh, man. God, that's corny. That is just really corny. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only on a Friday, and we're talking about creating a lasting memory, and Wendy Moulton has created a lasting memory. I'm telling you, this young lady is a phenomenal voice. You're going to hear her sing a track called Come In Out of the Rain. Oh, and every time I hear that song, I'm telling you, I cry, I scream. I just roll all over my bed and just say, oh, 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 come on in out the rain. The little ice cream girls must have really messed me up. I could hear my maid saying, no, no, Mr. McClure. Don't you talk about the ice cream girls. You know they upset you. Oh, man. But this girl has a phenomenal voice. She's our featured artist for tonight. Her name is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Moulton, M-O-T-N. You can find her on Amazon, and I'm telling you, that girl, you talking about can sing. We got a couple of more tracks by her, but you're going to enjoy them. Let me play this track, Come On In Out of the Rain. Because, man, I would run in out the rain, out the storm. If she was singing to me, I'd go through a tsunami. Just swim, 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 swim. Oh, man, let me play this track. Wendy Moulton, our featured artist for tonight on the show that we're talking about, Creating a Lasting Memory.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would be outside that door all wet, my trench coat dripping. I come in out the rain, baby. I'm inside. Can I take my galoshes off? I like that song. That's a song. That song tears me up, man. It just messes me up. Every time I play it, I just go, oh, Lord, that's some love there. I like it. I like it. You're listening to the Don Deswood Show. And my board is lit up with blue lights. Somebody just texted me and said, I think you got a loose wire up there. Oh, man. I can't believe. All the way from Canada, somebody just wrote me on my Facebook page. It's actually in my email text. I'm going to play a track. Because Wendy just messed me up, man. I would just run. I'm going to play a track by Shy. It's probably not their name, S-H-A-I. Next Time I Fall in Love Again. Actually, I wanted to play, you know I'm screwing up. I wanted to play Jodeci, so I'm going to play that first before I get to Shy crying. This is our crying night because my glasses all fogged up. It's love night right before February. And then we're going to come back to some more from Wendy. Wendy Moulton. Man, you better quit drinking that red tea. Let me play Forever. Forever, My Lady. Oh, yeah, and you know what I like about this song? I kid you not. Now, I'm telling the truth. I played this song when my youngest son was born. Remember my baby. Oh, man, I was so happy when he was born. So this song is dedicated to my youngest son. And I was happy to be a daddy. It was just driving me crazy. I just loved it. telling you. I kid you not, June 8th is when my youngest son was born. And I was at an African festival that was rained all day. And a lady came running out of a building and said, "Don, you have a new son." Man, I ran down to that hospital, I kid you not. His first picture was the picture when they had the umbilical cord. I took that picture out the hospital, and I used to hang at the casinos. I showed everybody in that casino that picture of my baby coming out with an umbilical cord. I said, "Oh, I got a baby, I got a baby, I got a baby." I'm so proud of that boy, I didn't know what to do. So I had to play that track for him. "Whenever my baby, just picture we having a baby, and my baby." Oh, man. You're listening to the Don McClure Show, and it is 8:03. It's time for me to play a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you, and I better see some notes saying what you think you can do to create a lasting memory in your life. Just like the time I ran down to the hospital. I will never forget that. I took his very first picture out of the hospital. I just love that boy so. I like that. But let me play this quick PSA. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you on the Don S. McClure
I was
show.
Leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
"You're having a heart attack." "I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate."
"Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight."
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Oh, man, I want you to get those hearts checked now because I want you to be around with me forever. I'm going to be around till the roaches go away, till the birds stop. Oh, man, that's a long time. Did you know the roaches were here before humans? I kid you not. The caveman was the first roach killer. He used to take his big club, and they was all inside the little cave. And he said, "What the heck?" They was attacking his deer burger or Torontosaurus burger or whatever the heck it was. Oh, man. I tell so many stories, it's ridiculous. But that is true about my youngest son. But the rest of it, a Torontosaurus burger. Oh, man. I didn't think they had hamburgers then. Let me play this track by Wendy Moulton. "Whatever It Takes." And I like this girl. She's singing. I forget who's on the track with her. But Wendy is really great.
Need me.
Outside some girl window, whatever it takes, I swear I'll get three jobs, baby. And she hollered back, whatever it takes, I'll work 8 jobs with you, baby. Oh, man. Did you hear what they said? Whatever it takes. I don't, baby, through the wind, through the rain, through the, I don't know what all they said. Man, I love that song. Whatever it takes. They just didn't care. They love each other. So I'm telling you, it's some people out there like that. Did you know my mom and dad, this is a true story, were born the same year, born the same month, and passed the same year after being together all that long time, whatever it takes. Whew, man, that's some love. That's some love, 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 love. I like saying that. Oh, what's my new saying that Mary J. Blige told me? Stay down. Stay down with me, baby. Man. Stay down with the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. We got more great music coming in from our featured artist, Wendy Moten. And I'm telling you, go to Amazon, buy her tracks. That young lady is phenomenal. I looked at a video of her where she was just with a guy playing the piano, and they were in the recording studio. And she was doing a track called Whatever You Can Imagine. And I was just blown away with the amount of talent that Wendy has. I already knew she was talented. But this was just amazing. So sit back and relax with our featured star artist for tonight, Wendy Moten from Memphis, Tennessee.
Slide past
Now, I'm telling you, whatever you imagine, that's the kind of song that just makes you sit back and think. And that's why they use them in those animation stories. But that girl can blow. And I love the words in that song. Whatever you imagine can come true. So whatever you want a baby, you want a husband, you want a great life, you want to win the Powerball, whatever you imagine, just keep working on it, and you're going to get it, I'm telling you, whatever you imagine. But that girl, man, I just get goose pimples when I hear her sing. Okay, this is the Donna's McClure Show, and I am the one and only, and I've been drinking red tea like 90 going north. We're going to play a track by Shai, S-H-A-I, I guess that's their name, and it's called Next Time I Fall in Love Again, I guess because he blew it. And now he realized that he should be with this great woman. So he said, the next time I find somebody I really, 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 truly, truly, booly, gooly, gooly like, I'm going to stick with her. So I guess you guys out there, you better listen to this song. Next time I fall in love again and again and again, then I'll get it right on the 99th. Oh, man, Don, that's corny. Play this track, man. Play the track, play the track.
Coming right back into it. I got you, babe. If I ever fall in love again, next time your lady will be just like but I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a fan. Say that I can be your one and only. Promise that you never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby. I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. I will.
And if I ever fall in love again, I'll make sure that the lady is my friend. She's my friend. She's my friend. She's my friend. I like that song. Let me take a quick break. And when I come back, we got to play a track by the young lady who was talking about creating a lasting memory, Eva Cassidy. She's got a track called Autumn Leaves, and it's really beautiful. But let me take this quick pause for the cause, for my cause and for your cause. And don't forget to go to my website and get a copy of my book, To Have a Friend, One of the Greatest Crime Thrillers Ever Written, or my new book is coming out soon. I'm almost on chapter 17, and it is called My Sister Tiana. But let me take this quick break. We're at 8:21, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you, so don't go anywhere. Just don't go anywhere. Just take me in your car, in your arms, in your loving arms, 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 and say, oh, I love some Don McClure. I like that.
Hey, co-workers, it's me, a businessman, and not Colonel Sanders. Don't you just hate those long days when you're so busy doing business things that you can't make a hot, home-cooked meal for the family? Well, I just picked up a $20 family fill-up from KFC, hand-breaded with 11 herbs and spices.
Do you even work here?
Well, of course I do, Terry. Lisa, Claire, Tiffany, Hazel. It's finger-licking good.
Does he even work there? I don't think so. Let me play this track. I did on my board. It is called Autumn Leaves by the great and talented Eva Cassidy, who died much too young before her fame came. But she created a lasting memory where her best friend recorded her recording and got it played by some people in England. So you never know where your opportunity is going to come from.
Old winter. most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall, I miss you most of all, my
And you know what's so amazing about that? She used to sell her CDs that she produced, or records at that time. She would sell them out the back of her car. And she was just so thrilled with just playing music. She played at clubs. She never imagined that she would ever be a huge success all over the world. But again, you never know. But the thing I like about her most of all is she appreciated her music. I got an email in or a text from my great friend, Amarilla Santiago, who says she really admired and enjoyed Eva Cassidy. She was aware of her. So, you know, what I'm telling you is try to create a lasting memory. Sometimes you don't have to do it intentionally. But if you're involved in something you truly love and enjoy, just keep working at it. This girl would just get in her apartment and write and just enjoy what she did. And it wasn't about the money. It was just about doing something she loved. So she did end up creating a lasting memory, and the jazz world loved her. And just think, her music got played to over 7 million people on the BBC network. 7 million got a chance to hear her. They appreciate her music. So I want you to stay creative, stay driven, and just keep working on what you really love, and just do what you want to do in life without worrying about whether it pays you or not. Just like the actress that's in that film, she used to like running just to forget her troubles. So you got a lot of examples out there of good things to do. We're almost out of time. It's 8:29. I'm going to play my track, because from now on, you're going to hear me always say, man, stay down, stay low, stay down, like Mary J. say. But I've enjoyed, man, the music, it just went by so fast. It is almost 8:30. I got to get ready to get the heck out of here. But again, I've enjoyed my show with you on Friday. Mwah, 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 mwah. There's all my kisses, and they'll probably be a little bit cold because it's cold outside. But just think, cold kisses make a warm heart. Or is it a warm heart makes cold kisses? Or is it cold feet that make cold kisses? Or cold kisses, I know they don't make cold feet. That was corny, Don. Let me play my last track, then I got to get out of here. I'm looking on my board. Where Mary J at? She say, you know, you know, you know.
You know. wife of George, and we're moving on up. 10 years strong, and we're looking like a plan. I'm looking like your woman, and you're looking like my man. We're looking like real, and the haters look fake. Tell me when they hear me say.
Well, that's it for me. I've got to go, and I'm going to ride in my car, and I'll be stay down. I'm going to be riding and cruising, stay down. Oh, man, I like that. That's my girl, Mary J. Listen, enjoy life. That's all you have. It's been a great show tonight. I really enjoyed it. Hope you learned something about Eva Cassidy. And again, apply everybody's things to your life. You can do some great things. All you got to do is just stay encouraged. Throw away the bad stuff, deal with the new stuff, and your name will probably last till the end of the ages, till the roaches are gone, and they ain't going nowhere too soon. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you next Friday. And again, you're listening to the Donna S. McClure Show, and we did some extended time. But I want you to stay down with me, and I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Be careful out there. Enjoy life. That's all you have.